hour three, you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for accessing their sites, ours is free at freetalklive.com. So lots to talk about. Your calls are the primary element. We go to the phones, the fun. Emily is on the line in New Jersey. Emily, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hello. Hey. I want to tell the world that cigarette companies just want you to have cancer, and they're supported by the government. Obama smokes Newports. He's been caught. I've seen the pictures.
Yeah, I don't think he's trying to hide it, is he? I mean, he's kind of.
Well, he's trying to hide it because, I mean, he's black smoking Newports. It's kind of a stereotype.
Oh, it is?
I didn't know that one.
Yeah.
So you're saying that the government is encouraging people to smoke?
Yeah, I mean, if they can even legalize weed, which helps cancer patients, but to legalize something that just destroys your lungs and gives you cancer and has, like, rat poison and, like...
You think it should be illegal to smoke?
Excuse me?
You think it should be illegal to smoke cigarettes?
No, because I don't think the government has the right to tell you what you can and can't do with your body.
Okay.
You do that. I don't care.
I'll tell you, you are onto something, though, because what happens right now is wealthy companies can buy violence from the government. And that means they can buy regulations. They can buy these regulations are all enforced under threat of violence. They can shut a business down. They can arrest you if you're breaking these regulations. And these companies can get an edge in the market by buying violence from the government. They lobby. When they lobby, the return on investment on lobbying is exponential.
Mm-hmm.
It is massive. It's so much cheaper to lobby for violence from the government than it is to go out there and produce a better product or to outcompete your opponents out in the marketplace. It's as long as that opportunity is there, and as long as we're telling people that this is legitimate and okay to do, they will continue to do it. So
I think you're spot on there, Dale. I mean, because they can spend just a few thousand dollars and line a senator or a representative or a multitude of them, line their pockets with a little bit of money, get the votes for the new regulations they want to pass, and those new regulations could be so costly that new companies that would have otherwise started up will no longer get into the – will decide they don't want to get into the game, which means that they don't have to be as competitive as you pointed out, which could save them all kinds of money. And you're right. I mean, it's the return on investment for them is very good, which is why as long as we have this violent entity known as the state around, we have to expect that businessmen are going to try to turn that tool of violence toward their competitors and toward their future competition. And I think it's sad, which is why that tool doesn't even need to exist in the first place. If there were no authoritarian state, then there would be no advantage to these big companies.
And that's why you see government doing things all the time that seems to not be in the best interest of regular people, like, you know, whatever, you know, things they're doing to support the cigarette industry.
Yeah, and then, like, the promotion of welfare, that's not promoting the welfare of the people. It's just cancer, guys. But you can't, you know...
The promotion of welfare is not... I'm sorry, I'm a little confused. When you say the promotion of welfare is not promoting the welfare of the people, what do you mean?
Like, Lincoln says that we should, like, promote the welfare of the people. That's the government's job.
Well, Abraham Lincoln was not anybody who was interested in the people's welfare. He started a war or continued a war that that had to do with the killings of hundreds of thousands of the people. So clearly not interested in welfare. I wouldn't go around citing Abraham Lincoln as anybody who actually cares about people.
Well, I guess the slaves would disagree.
You're wrong.
I can jump in on that one real quick if I could. I understand that Abraham Lincoln's responsible for the Emancipation Proclamation, but the Emancipation Proclamation was a document that... I understand where you're coming from, but he did offer the opportunity for the southern states to return to the Union and keep slavery as an institution if they were willing to do that. That doesn't sound like somebody, to me, who wanted to free slaves. Ma'am, I'm sorry?
I mean, there's still slavery.
Yes.
But
there is still slavery.
But he didn't actually free any slaves. The proclamation didn't free any because they weren't part of the Union at the time.
Right.
Basically, it was saying, you know, since you're not obeying us, we're declaring your slaves free, but they weren't. He didn't free the northern slaves.
President sticks to that precedent of what he said, and, you know, you learn it all through school, and that's what the government's supposed to do, and that's what you're always taught, but they don't really do it.
But the government schools lie about Abraham Lincoln. They teach you that he freed the slaves because they want to promote
union together. He didn't give a
okay.
She's right, though.
See you later.
Yeah, that's an understanding. Right. That slip up happens. It's tough.
She's right about what, Mark?
Well, she was right that Abraham Lincoln didn't give a crap about black people. Really, he really cared about the preservation of the Union.
Yep.
Power.
Power was important.
Absolutely. In fact, he was a tyrant. Not only was the war a factor, but he also cracked down on even dissenters during that time period.
I didn't get a chance to jump in and take umbrage with one thing that she said. I don't think that tobacco companies want you to have cancer. I think the tobacco companies want you to smoke as many cigarettes as possible. One of the ways that that can happen is by making their product addictive. And in the process, you will likely get cancer from smoking cigarettes. At some point or another, it's almost inevitable. Smoke long enough, live long enough, and you'll have lung cancer.
Enough, yeah.
Cancer. And however, they're not motivated to give you cancer. It's just that their product will, if smoked in a large enough quantity, and they want you to smoke a bunch of them, and so it's kind of stuck in the middle.
I was thinking that same thing when she said that. I was thinking, they want to make a lot of money, and they probably don't care that much if you get cancer. I'll give you that. But that's not the goal. The goal is to sell a lot of cigarettes and make a lot of money. So
yeah, they'd
rather
the government
is making even more, I think, now than the tobacco companies, isn't it?
Taxes. Yeah, they are cashing in.
So don't expect them to, they don't want to ban it. All of a sudden, they'll stop getting taxes off of it.
What kind of benefit would it be to the government to ban cigarettes? It would be no ban. It would be no benefit at all. The government supports them, and
I
agree with her there.
They're banning you from using the cigarettes in certain locations in a lot of places. Out in California, for instance, there are a couple of, I think, one or two cities or towns where you can't even smoke inside a duplex or inside any kind of a connected apartment-style place where there's somebody else that's sharing the same, sharing a wall, basically, mm-hmm. with your unit. So they're banning smoking in New Jersey and other places. It's banned from within cars, where there are children present. And so they're starting to make it so you can't actually use the cigarettes in a wider variety of locations, which means that if they catch you using the cigarettes, then you've got to pay them a fine. So, yeah, so they're making money on the sales, and they're making money when they catch people sneaking cigarettes in places where they've been banned from. But, as long as they can still smoke them inside some homes and in certain places, the cigarette smokers will converge in the places where they're allowed to smoke cigarettes, and they'll smoke them up.
Yep.
All right, so 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Nathaniel in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Nathaniel.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Hello. Hi.
What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, man. Nathaniel.
I was talking to my friend at school, and we like to debate things, and we're debating basically just government as a whole, and he's telling me, well, if you don't like things, you can get an elected official, and you can get a lot of people to agree with you, and you can change it.
That's right, the old democracy argument.
Yeah, and I was telling him that it's futile, it doesn't really work. And he's saying, well, there's nothing you can really do about it. What are you going to do? Like, are you going to go get some land and get some guns and barricade yourself in? And I was wondering, what could I say to that? Because, this guy's...
The answer is no.
You're right.
You're insane.
that's just about all you could do.
Send them
that doesn't
to
work.
Free Keene. We just need to start disobeying. And it doesn't even need to be in mass. It just needs to be enough people to be a wrench. Because we were just talking about this earlier, massive acquiescence. That's how the government functions. If they can't, they crack the whip every now and then and make an example out of an occasional slave in order to keep the others in line.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't do that for everyone. It stops being productive to do.
Stops working.
Yeah,
it
doesn't work.
Back.
They need it, yeah.
Hang on, Nathaniel. We're going to bring you back for a little more of this conversation because it's an important question. What can one do if one has, come to the conclusion that the political system is untenable and too difficult to work with? I have to say that it's a little bit easier to work with it here in New Hampshire than California. But what are the other options on the table? Getting together in the same geographic region to do something, I think, is an important one. We'll come back with more. But as far as arming up, no.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, it's your show. If you dial toll free, you can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams. You want a broadband version? We've got that. You want dial up? You want a webcam? We've got it all. Listen.freetalklive.com will get you to it. That's listen.freetalklive.com. By the way, we are now streaming Free Talk Live 24 hours a day, 7 days per week at freetalklive.com. 1-800-259-9231. Back to Nathaniel in California. Nathaniel, you were telling us that you're having conversations with a friend. You like to kind of debate back and forth about things. And I would like to first, before we get into what you were talking about, suggest that instead of considering what you're doing, debating, try to think more in terms of persuasion. The idea of a debate. I understand they teach you in school how to debate. I remember taking the part of the English classes I took in high school were debate, and there was actually a debate class that you could take. So they encourage debating in high school. And of course, in a debate, you take a position and you never leave your position. You just keep assaulting the other person's position. You dig in your trench and you just keep lobbing verbal bombs back and forth between your two positions, and nobody ever actually wins. Whereas with persuasion, you're trying to bring somebody on your side using a variety of different tactics. I'm not going to get into the details on that, but the folks over at the Advocates for Self-Government do an incredible job at helping people learn how to be more persuasive with the ideas of liberty. So head over to theadvocates.org when you get a chance and take a look into some of the books and the CDs and the things that they have there. It's great stuff. But you were talking about a conversation you were having where your friend was basically saying, well, you know, if you want to change these things, then you should get together and, you know, do the political process thing, get people elected. And you expressed frustration with that. You know, well, what if that doesn't work? It seems to be kind of pointless in many places, especially at the federal level. Boy, talk about a waste of time and money and effort. And so he said, well, what are you going to do? Get together and move out and arm up or something like that? Is that pretty much a good recap of what you'd said?
Yeah, pretty much. And I brought up the point that in many other times in history, there have been laws and consensuses and in other countries in different places that basically I said that a law and a consensus doesn't equal any moral justice in any way.
No.
And that position,
right.
I mean, it's not really much of a debate. It's more like not a heated discussion, but more of a deep, long experience in, yeah, a deep, long discussion. It's not hostile, but it's more trying to find out what the other believes in various
areas.
You know, if you look at our history, this expression majority rules is tossed around a lot. And if you look at our history, the term minority has now, it's come to describe some group that's been oppressed by everyone else because they're a minority, and yet we still believe in this concept of majority rules. If you look at, racial minorities historically has always been oppressed by the majority, and so I don't understand why people feel like this idea of majority rules should apply, there's anything moral about it.
Or that it has any kind of validity at all. It's just oppression. It's just an excuse for the majority to oppress the minority, whoever the minority might be. But which one of you was the one that came up with the idea of getting together and arming up and moving to some remote piece of property? Was it you or your friend?
No, my friend said sort of flippantly, if that's the word. But it's just sort of like, what are you going to do about it? This is the way it is. Sort of like, they have the guns and they have the majority, so therefore, what are you going to do about it? But
and you were you were at a loss as to how to respond to that.
Well, I could have responded, and I would have said, but basically, it was said before that consensus doesn't equal something else. But that argument, I felt like I've said it a few times. Is there any better way of explaining that? Because it's sort of like,
well, first of all, there's a better answer than moving out, to the middle of nowhere with a bunch of guns. I mean, you saw how that worked for the people at the Waco compound in the 1990s. Typically, that approach is going to result eventually in the government people coming in with an armored personnel carrier or a tank or something like that, crashing through the side wall of your home and destroying you and everything inside your house and your family and your friends or whoever might happen to be hanging around at that time. So one of the, I think, more reasonable things to do is to make a dedicated effort to get together with your like-minded friends and like-minded individuals all in the same general geographic region, like we're doing here in New Hampshire, as part of the Free State Project, to where you could get active in politics and actually have some sort of an effect, to where if you were together with enough people, if those people were to non-cooperate, if those people were to say, no, I'm not obeying your regulations, no, I'm not going to pay your fines, and no, I'm not going to go along with your system. As Dale pointed out earlier tonight, It's, the system is so, it's on such unstable ground because it's just, it's built on force, it's built on coercion. They barely have enough money to pay for the tyranny that they're enacting on us today. If people were to just stop going along with it, then they wouldn't be able to put enough of them in jail cells. They wouldn't be able to afford to even run the jury trials that it would take to process them through the system with the supposed constitutional rights that they're supposed to have, like a right to a speedy trial and things like that. The whole system would break if just a small percentage of people would start saying no. And you don't have to do it every time, all the time. If just some people would start saying no some of the time, I think that would be enough to really put it on the rocks, as far as the what we're dealing with today.
I guarantee you'll see immediate improvement. I mean, we're doing out of the system activism, but I guarantee you the system itself will be less tyrannical when it becomes a huge burden to prosecute people for victimless crimes and peaceful people who aren't harming anyone.
That's just it remaining
burdensome to do that.
You need to remain peaceful. That's not all. Moving like-minded people to a geographic area, not only can some of the recalcitrants refuse to obey the rules and get tossed into jail for God knows how long and in the process stumble up the works, but we can actually get people elected like he suggested in the first place.
That's
it's
true.
Impossible up at this point. It hasn't worked, and, in the sort of, with the libertarians being scattered amongst the population,
especially in California,
certainly not going to happen in California. But in a small state that has the same rights as a large state like California, then you absolutely can make it happen, and it has been happening here in New Hampshire.
And I think that anything you do, being peaceful, is the most important, one of the most important factors. Getting together and arming up out in the middle of nowhere is just going to result in a raid and your imminent demise.
Right. They're either going to ignore you or come in and shoot you.
Yeah.
Those are your choices.
Violence begets violence.
Absolutely.
If you want violence, then that's what you're going to get when you go out there with your guns and all that. I mean, don't get me wrong. I carry a gun occasionally for self-defense hopefully with the intention that it will be a deterrent and I'll never have to use it. That's the idea.
Sure.
But I carry one for self-defense, but that's not how I go out to accomplish my goals. You don't go out and accomplish, because I don't want a violent world, so you don't use violence to get to a non-violent world.
You have to be the change you want to see in the world. Does that help, Nathaniel?
It helps somewhat.
All right. Good luck out there. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231, and feel free to call us back another night. We can and continue explaining how things are going with your persuasive process with your friends. 800-259-9231. That's what Gandhi said. Be the change you want to see in the world. So if you want more peace, you have to utilize peaceful methods. You're not going to get there by waving a bunch of guns around and threatening people. 800-259-9231, though, there are some people that think that that's the way to change, and I'm sorry. History has shown that violence does beget more violence, and you're never going to get free through those methods. Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1991, The 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At The 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, The 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, it's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Those features, by the way, include updates, so you get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And I sent out an update today, actually, letting people know that we've got a brand new Facebook profile. Apparently, there's something new on Facebook. Maybe it's not that new. I'm not sure. But Johnson, our former co-host and web design guru, put this together for us. And it's basically, and I think you've got access to it too, right, Mark? This Facebook profile thing for Free Talk Live?
I don't know.
Apparently, it's different from a Facebook group. There used to be a Facebook group for Free Talk Live, and now there's a profile for
Johnson
Free Talk
made
Live?
A big deal out of switching over from a Facebook group on which we have almost 1,000 members or something like that to something else, and he thinks it's better, and okay, whatever, man.
It's a Facebook profile, and I looked at it. I was looking at it today. I posted something up there about the Motorhome Diaries guys getting arrested, and I saw that we have over 800 people already on the Facebook profile, so I guess that's a good thing. So I figured let's give it a little promotion. So if you want to go and see the Free Talk Live Facebook profile and join it, I think you join as a fan or something like that. I don't know what perks that gets you, but if you know a little bit more about Facebook than I do, then you can go to facebook.freetalklive.com, even if you don't know as much as I do. Facebook.freetalklive.com will take you right to the Free Talk Live Facebook profile. So cool. 800-259-9231. We continue here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We'll go to Keith in New Hampshire on the AMP line. Hello, Keith.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Before I get into what I wanted to talk about, you said, like, Facebook profile maybe six times just then. I think it's called a Facebook fan page.
Fan page. Okay.
Okay.
Well,
so
it might be a profile.
Well, I recently moved to Keene, New Hampshire on 420, actually.
Excellent.
And I've had a change in my belief system since I moves here. I'm a political activist, normally push for small government, that types of things.
Yeah.
But since I've moved here, I've come to not trust the government at all.
Really?
I really don't trust anything the government does, period.
Wait. Well, now, wait a minute. Why the big change? I mean, why? You were on one side. You were in New Hampshire before you moved to Keene. You were living over in the seacoast, and then you moved over here. Why the change? What sparked this?
I don't know. Maybe there's something in the air in Keene, or the fact that there's, you know, the water isn't polluted. I know they don't put that stuff in the water here. I'm not really sure what it is. Maybe it was hanging around you so much.
That's a little selling point we should mention. There's no fluoride in the Keene water supply.
Right? Was there fluoride over in the Seacoast water supply?
I'm not sure, but there was a lot of salt.
There's something in there that's driving one particular, I'm not even going to say any names, but like one particular person insane over there.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're referencing.
It's pretty much changed my position on a lot of little issues. For example, before I didn't really have a position on the death penalty,
mm-hmm.
but now I'm of the opinion that, I don't know, maybe 20% of the people found guilty of the death penalty never did anything wrong. So I really can't support the death penalty. And before, I used to think, you know, well, nuclear weapons are good because we can use them in self-defense, but I don't trust the government with any weapons now. So if people are trying to get rid of nuclear weapons, I totally support that.
So all of this just from hanging out around some of the voluntarians here in Keene?
Yeah, I think so. And also,
I blame you, Dale. You're his roommate.
I think that Mark might have something to do with this, but, you know, I've come to the realization that because I don't trust any government anytime. I don't agree with any war. I don't think any war fought by a government could ever be good. Even if it's a pure self-defense war, I'm still, I don't know. If the government's involved, I don't know, really know if it is self-defense.
Well, because they have to war against their people before they can do any kind of defense. They have to impoverish. They have to steal. They have to, you know, they have to collect taxes, and that's stealing. In order to fund even a defensive thing.
There's a conceptual war out there that I might get on board with, but I haven't found a real one besides perhaps the Revolutionary War.
I think Keith is playing with us. I think he's pulling our leg.
You think so?
It's not like him to just, I don't know. Keith, are you done playing with us yet?
But
yeah, he's
playing. No, I think I'm going to change our religion, too, because all of these things, they all line up with this religion I keep hearing about.
What religion?
Tell me about this new religion.
What, Quaker? Being Quaker?
Quaker. Yeah, Quakerism. Isn't this Quaker Talk Live?
Well, here's the thing about Quaker. It's the whole point of Quakers is to be tolerant. It's nonviolence and tolerance. Quakers are like, if libertarianism were a religion, that's what Quakers, they would be Quakers. And so, if it sounds that way, I think it's just that it's such an incredibly tolerant viewpoint that they believe in open discussion and things like that amongst people with different views. So you can actually have incredibly different views. Two different people could have incredibly different views, even to the point of being atheist, and still be accepted into the notion of being a Quaker, because the whole point of it is nonviolence and tolerance and acceptance and open-mindedness.
Who would disagree? I mean, what liberty-loving person could disagree with that? I mean, you sound like you're making fun, Keith. Are you serious?
Oh,
are you making fun of Quakers?
Of course
holding
I'm
our
serious.
Leg.
Why would I make fun of Quakers?
So you're going...
I eat my oats every day.
I'm telling you, I know Keith like the back of my hand. He is pulling our leg.
All right, Keith, anything else on your mind tonight?
No, I just want to thank you and continue with your quackery.
Well, thank you, Keith. Appreciate that. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, what's wrong with being a Quaker? Mark, you are the guy that converted me to Quakerism. You brought it in here into the studio. You talked about it. You said that you can be a Quaker and you can be a Christian. You can be a Quaker and a pantheist. You can be a Quaker and an atheist. You give us the basics of the Quaker.
Yeah, a little cinnamon and raisins.
It's really tough to give you the basics of the Quaker religion. There is no creed to it. It's essentially a peace church that takes nonviolence very seriously. And they have a form of worship that does not, you know, they recognize no man over another. Mm. Everyone's equal, and therefore no preachers,
no president.
Everybody's you as a Quaker, you should not address the president as Mr. President.
Right.
His name is Barack Obama.
About dude.
Oh, but I suppose you could. I mean, that's a title, but if it's a title you're willing to bestow on everyone, then it's fine.
And someone pointed out to Richard the other day at the arraignment, and he said that you should not refer to the judge as Your Honor.
That's correct. Right. I would not be right. referring.
Now, I mean, what makes him honorable? Sir is just a common,
sir,
respectful
thing. I don't have a problem with sir. Certainly there are some Quakers that do. Some Quakers believe that you should only address people as with their first and last name.
Wow.
Of course, there are some Quakers that take this a little too far in the sense of me saying, hey, Ian, would you like to come out with me on Monday, June 3rd? You would, as a Quaker, say, Ian Bernard, would you like to
Ian
go
Freeman.
With me on Ian Freeman, would you like to go with me on first day of 6 month, the eighth of the
sixth. You can't use days of the week?
Well, there is, like, some Quakers would
say it differs. You say the Quakers differ on what they believe.
Absolutely.
What is the day of the week? What is the issue with that?
The issue of that is that Thursday is named after Thor and Saturday is named after Saturn. And some days of the week are named after pagan gods. I don't have a problem.
What percentage of Quakers would be doing that, like, of the ones that you've met?
It'd be rare. The only reason they do it now is just as a nod to tradition.
So saying Mr. Edge would be inappropriate as a Quaker?
I don't see a problem with Mr. Mrs. but it could be.
I know someone who I don't even think he's a Quaker, and this came up at a recent protest, who said he doesn't use the word Mr. because it's derived from master. So it's a respectful term, but that's where it's derived from, is master.
Yeah, certainly nobody's using it in that context today.
Right. I still use the word because I use the word to anyone who I basically consider it. And I don't think it's a problem of equality because people refer to me the same way. I might call you Mr. Freeman, and you might call me Mr. Everett, sure. And that's fine. And I think it's just a term of respect. I think I consider everyone to deserve my respect until they prove me otherwise.
I concur with that. There's sort of with Quakerism, you take whatever it is that you like of it and decide to apply it for yourself.
Now, how's it going with getting your house approved as a Quaker church? Have you started looking into that? Because I begin looking into that myself.
It's a meeting house, and I haven't gone very far with it, but I certainly like the idea.
I like that idea, too, because apparently if you can get recognized as a church, you don't have to pay any taxes.
They meet at your place?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to have meet at my place, too, if I can make that happen. You can have one out in your new house. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code iodine at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
Hazer Rid Total Protection Kits quickly complete any size job by applying a top-quality disinfectant, virucide, fungicide, mildew stat, and deodorizer in the form of an effective yet gentle fog. Our portable fogging device can conquer normal chores, plus provide unmatched protection for your family and workplace from viruses, bacteria, mold, and more. The Hazer Rid Kits hospital-approved ingredients come in a highly concentrated form, and each kit can make up to 32 gallons of protection. Reduce labor cost, outstanding product savings, and professional quality performance all save you more than the cost of this kit. For a limited time, GCN listeners who order online will receive double the active ingredients, which means you get up to 64 gallons of product absolutely free. Save money on daily tasks and be truly prepared for those urgent situations. For a short tell-all video, go to HazerRid.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, HazerRid.com. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323 and order today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call if you make it now. 1-800-259-9231. And that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 per month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Learn more and get on board. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are you facing a debt crisis? DebtCrisisSolutions.com guarantees that they can protect your bank accounts, assets, and the equity in your home. In some cases, and you'll have to talk to them to find out for sure if this is the case for you, but in some cases, you don't have to make another credit card payment. They're your debt crisis consultants. The bankruptcy laws have changed since 2005, and you need DebtCrisisSolutions.com. 718-615-0123. It's 718-615-0123. DebtCrisisSolutions.com.
So we talked already tonight about the prohibition of alcohol, which is still going on in a number of counties around America, apparently also up in Canada. And it's not the only prohibition around the world that is in effect. Mark, you've got something tonight. You don't have something tonight about that? Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you had something for us. In that case, we will talk instead about the New Hampshire justice system. Sam from Obscure Truth Network, obscuretruth.com, has written a letter to his captors. He has written a letter extending thanks to the people that are keeping him in a jail cell. He's now been in there for he's in his fifth week, four full weeks, now in his fifth week, in jail for recording video in a public court lobby, and is still in jail, being held indefinitely without a trial until he gives them his legal name, which, by the way, they already know. So they know his name, but they are holding him forever until he gives them his name. Welcome to the system of obedience that the government has created for us. Anyway, Sam is showing appreciation. He says, I would like to extend a special thanks to the Keene District Court, Superior Court, and New Hampshire Supreme Court. My name is Sam Dodson, and on April 13th, I was arrested for filming on public property, the lobby of the Keene District Court. Since then, I've been denied the right to remain silent, the right to an attorney, the right to a speedy and public trial, the right to due process of law, and the right to be formally and substantially presented with the charges against me as required by the New Hampshire Bill of Rights. So by order of Judge Burke and Judge Lane of the Keene District Court, I'm currently being held indefinitely and without trial. To protest what I believe to be an unlawful and illegal detention, I've refused solid food since my arrest, currently over 28 days ago. Several motions and writs have been filed with the aforementioned courts. They so far have only denied, delayed, and hid behind their procedures, despite the clear understanding from the court's own written order that I am being held indefinitely without a trial. Through their actions, they have demonstrated utter contempt for the oath they swore to uphold, the rule of law and civil rights fundamental to the founding and history of this country. Essentially, they have engaged in civil disobedience, and for this I thank them. As a voluntarist, I too believe in and understand the power of civil disobedience to bring about social and political change. Unfortunately, what the courts have done and what the governments typically do is to use civil disobedience to punish and oppress out of fear. Fear of losing control, fear of the challenge to their authority, all of which are rooted in a fear of change itself. Governments have historically feared change that they don't control. After all, government at its core is a group of men and women who are willing to use the threat of force or actual force in order to achieve their ends. They desire to control their neighbors, be enforcing their laws upon them. What's wrong for one neighbor to do to another suddenly becomes justified and necessary if you get a group of friends together and call yourself the government. So my new challenge is to explain to the courts how civil disobedience can be used more effectively to bring about positive change. When liberty activists engage in civil disobedience, the goal is to educate and enlighten others. Motivated by love. Love for what could be. Love and compassion for those abused at the hands of the state. What's it going to take to convince government to stop using violence against our friends, families, and neighbors? I don't know, but you can count on liberty activists like me to continue using peaceful means to educate and enlighten the masses with reason and logic until one day we're all looking back, amazed that we didn't figure it out sooner. In peace, Sam I Am. He wrote that, and Mike Barsky from mail-2-jail.com has been awesome at taking, not only sending your letters to Sam, and you can go to mail-2-jail.com to send a letter to Sam in jail, but he's also been great at taking mail from Sam, transcribing it, and posting it over at freekeen.com. So it's at freekeen.com where you can read blog posts from Sam about what's happening inside the jail and things like this. Whatever it is that comes out of the jail from Sam, Mike has done a fantastic job at getting that information out to the public. So thanks to him. And if you want to help him out, you can go to mail-2-jail.com. Send him over a contribution. Send him a few bucks because he started the website and it was paying for the mailings out of his own pocket, sending these letters to Sam and jail. And it's not just Sam. There's also another young lady now over at mail-2-jail.com who is apparently a free stater that was arrested for marijuana possession. I think her name is Serene. I don't have it in front of me right now, but she was arrested for marijuana possession in her home state of Oklahoma. So I guess she hadn't quite made it to New Hampshire yet. And
she had, but she'd gone back.
Oh, really? Okay.
The daughter's here.
I hadn't met her yet, so I didn't know that she was already here. So that's a great way to get in touch with these activists that are currently behind bars. So 1-800-259-9231 is the number. I just wanted to share that with you because I thought it was well written.
It is very well written. I think it's right on point.
And you know what, Dale? You're actually in the midst of a new project right now.
That's right.
What are you doing?
I want to do. Whenever one of my friends gets arrested, it re-inspires me to want to do this, and I'm finally really taking the steps to start it. And I want to do prisoner outreach because I've always had taken issue with the prison system, and especially, of course, the nonviolent criminals, the ones with the victimless crimes. So those in particular, but I think in general, I just think our prison system is more harmful than it is helpful. I think, you know, it's statistically true that prisoners are more likely to commit crimes after they get out.
Obviously
they're not being rehabilitated in there. And what do you expect? Exactly. I mean, they're being treated like animals. They're not animals. They're people. Even the violent ones. I'm sorry. They're still not animals. And a lot of
the violence is spur of the moment stuff. From my understanding, a lot of the people that are in jail for violent acts it was a crime of passion. It was in the heat of a moment. I'm not excusing what they did, but I am saying that they are absolutely capable of changing. They're not that way all the time, and they made a mistake.
I think there's plenty of people that are criminals, basically, that are in jail and that don't mind using violence to get what they want. I'd say my experience in prison is that it's the majority of them. But what are we showing them? We're showing them that if you're bad, we'll take you to a bad place and put you amongst bad people and treat you badly. And when you get out, you better be good.
Yeah, and calling that corrections.
It's exactly it. And my whole thought point is I'd like to improve. I'd like to do what I can to help improve the morale. I'm hoping to get other people to help in this effort, of course, but I want to spearhead it and organize it and get what information I can. And just as an example, that one of the things I was thinking to start with is try to get maybe if I can find out some prisoners that aren't getting regular visitors, mm-hmm. and start meeting with those prisoners and finding out, one, just to improve their morale that they're, you know, having visitors, but also we can start hopefully finding out some things from them that we could do to improve morale in the prisons and see, yeah. about if we have communication with some of these people and get them, sort of banish the notions from their minds that they are inherently bad people, that they there's hope for them when they get out to be productive again and be happy and that, you know, because I think this process is if something isn't done, I think it's just scarring them and it's just making things worse. So
yeah,
I've never really believed in the prison system as a way of dealing with those problems. I acknowledge the problems. I acknowledge the problem of crime certainly, but I don't think that a prison run by the state is certainly not something I think is a way to handle it.
So. These guys need hope, and I think that's the biggest thing. If they feel hopeless, when they feel hopeless, they
got nothing to live for.
They're more likely to revert to what it is that they know, most innately, and that is, how to steal and lie and hurt people to get what they want. And I think that the more options that you can give them, resources, the better chances they have of making it on the outside.
And it's, what you're talking about here, Dale, is to show some of these guys that may not have any, as you're saying, may not have anybody visiting them. Maybe they have been shunned from the outside. Maybe their loved ones have forgotten about them or whatever their story is.
They don't have them.
Yeah. But you're going to allow them to tell their story. You're going to maybe get to know them a little bit and show them that there is somebody on the outside that does care about them and that is interested in improving their conditions in the jail. And I think that is going to impart at least a little bit of hope to these guys and a little bit maybe better than nothing at all.
Yeah, I hope so. And if we do it well here, maybe it will inspire other people, just like the whole notion of the Free State Project in general.
Duplicate it, right?
Do something well and inspire others.
We are out of time. Benny here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
When an exploration ship from Freehold discovered a planet with intelligent life forms, it should have been the most important event in history. And it might be. But for all the wrong reasons. A novel of space action from a new star of military science fiction, Contact with Chaos, by Michael Z. Williamson, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.